In Alfred Hitchcock's movie Psycho, there's a scene shortly after the first murder where the detective walks slowly up the stairs. It's quiet. And then we hear the music of American composer Bernard Herrmann. It's this conscious method of manipulating instruments to instill terror that's rooted heavily with composers of old.
I'm Keith Lockhart, the principal conductor of the BBC Concert Orchestra, and I will be conducting the Disturbia concert. None of the music on this program was originally intended for use as a horror film soundtrack, but there's in particular a whole generation of music that was written post-World War II, with the Darmstadt schooling going on after that, where the composers deliberately set aside music that would appeal in a happy, uplifting sort of way to anyone. One of the great philosophers of that movement was a guy named Theodor Adorno, and he actually said that it was the job of a composer to create music that would repel, shock, and be the vehicle for unmitigated cruelty.
Discarding the conventions of musical composition, the piece Polymorphia was never intended for use as a horror score, and yet it features with huge menace in both The Shining and The Exorcist.
It's by the Polish composer Krzysztof Penderecki. A lot of what composers were influenced by then was electronic music, the new analog sounds that were able to be made on synthesizers, which were brand new in the 1950s. He found a way to create these kind of sound clusters, these shifting sound masses, some of them very, very delicate, some of them very loud and grating, on string instruments. So he created basically an electronic composition for 48 string players.
Harry Manfredini has composed some of the most iconic contemporary horror scores around, namely Friday the 13th.
I mean, I study music a lot, and at the time I was listening to Penderecki. The thing is that horror composers will grab anybody. In The Shining, there's Bartok, music for strings, percussion, and celesta, which Bartok had no idea he was going to be scoring The Shining when he wrote that music. The music is sort of off-putting, confusing, and so it works perfectly for film.
Music has the power to cause fear. Horror films depend on it. Tonight, this track, Berio's Visage, will encapsulate the very reason why classical music has had such a huge influence. Remember, the audience will be listening blindfolded.
The power of music is to take you and your emotional core in lots of different directions, including leaving you shaking, leaving you disturbed. The piece, at one point, I believe, was not broadcast on Italian radio because it was thought to be obscene. There are no words in it, so to tell you just exactly how disturbing images certain sounds can put into our minds.